We posted short form promotional clips for 30 days, and here's what it did for our podcast growth.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, my name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Tig O'Shea.
Well, Tig, look, maybe a month ago we set out on a mission to answer the question whether or not promoting on social media consistently, specifically promotional clips, actually help you get more listeners for your podcast. Does it help you grow your show?
Right. Why was it so important that we answer that question for ourselves?
Because we have been hating on this whole idea of promotional clips as a effective growth strategy for podcasts. We've been hating for quite some time.
Hating is an understatement. It really is like a full enemy of ours. And if you've been listening to the show for a while, listening right now, then you truly know that.
And if you're new here, and now you know, we're not fans of it.
Right.
For multiple different reasons. For us, we see a lot of people promoting on social media and promotional clips specifically, and they get confused believing that exposure leads to more growth, more exposure on your promotional clips. If it goes viral, that's going to translate to listenership. And we just haven't seen that with our clients.
No, and not just with our clients, just with podcasters we've spoken to in the community. The results have been consistent across all the boards.
So we wanted to set out to answer this question, to settle this once and for all. And we did. We did. Well, for us, anyway, again, this is our own experiment. If you want to experiment yourself, feel free to do so. So here's the experiment. 30 days, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, Facebook, LinkedIn. So that's what we set out to do. And every single day, we'll post the same piece of promotional content on all of those platforms. And we'll promote on those podcasts, being Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing. For platforms, we couldn't add the link directly. So for LinkedIn, we can make a post or promotional piece with short form clips and then add the link within the post. With platforms we couldn't do, for example, when it comes to Instagram, we just said link in bio because that's what most people tend to do.
Yeah.
Link in bio. So try to make it as fair as possible.
We made it as fair as possible by doing what other people do and basically setting and forgetting, right? Because that is...
Yes.
You know, for the most authentic results, we basically did the bare minimum because I think that is how it's normally done.
Yeah.
You know, whether that's someone that has a team maybe that they're paying and they just post the clips and they might see what the clips look like. It really is meant as a set and forget tactic, right?
Yes.
So for the most authentic experiment, that's exactly what we did. We had them, they were scheduled, they were posted. We weren't looking at it before we go to sleep, put it that way.
And I'll be honest with you, it took some time, but I'm glad we did. So here are the results. Drum roll, Ty. Drum roll. Okay, all right. I don't think you should have a career in a beatboxing contest, but... Anyways, the results, okay? So, Tig, we managed to get a total of 10,791 views in 30 days with our short-form clips.
Okay, that's across all platforms.
Across all platforms.
I mean, that's... Yeah, you'd probably hope so, I suppose.
You'd hope so, right?
Across what, four platforms? So that's 2,500. Yeah, that's pretty... There's basically nothing impressive, but just by sheer volume, it's a decent reach.
So, Tig, the real question is... Oh, and I forgot to mention this. So, how we tracked whether or not these were leading to more downloads was we did two things. I think this is important as well.
Yeah, for sure.
We did two things because most people just promote on social media or promotional clips, but have no way to track whether or not what they're doing is actually working. Was there a correlation between this clip going viral and an increase in my listenership, right?
Wait, we had a clip go viral?
No, we didn't, but here's the thing. So here's what we did to test this out properly. We made sure that we added a trackable link, like a smart link using Podfollow. You can use Chartable. It's a trackable link when we promote, so we know how many clicks on a specific social media platform or for this specific link, how many clicks did it get when we're promoting? And that's what we kind of auto-tracked.
I can tell Anthony's in the zone because I'm looking at him right now. We're in person and he just said that whole thing with his eyes fully closed. Keep going.
Really interesting, right? What we then did was we then looked at, okay, for this piece of content or for this episode we're promoting, we looked at our graph, our listener behavior on Captivate. So that's a platform that we use as a hosting platform. And it tells us a unique number of viewers for that particular episode.
Yep.
So we can tell by the number of clicks and how many do we have like an uptick in terms of downloads on average for that day. We kind of know where that's working
well.
For that episode. Yeah. So that is how we were tracking the results. Now, again, we had 10,791 791 views for the month over 30 days.
Okay.
How many clicks do you believe we got, Tig?
That's across all the...
Everything combined. How many clicks total across all 30 promotions?
Okay. 150?
Close. 221.
Okay.
It's not bad, to be fair, is it?
So what's that like? Like 2%, basically.
Yes, like, I'm not going to try to do the maths, but it's 2%, yeah, I believe so. Something around that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cool. So, 10,791 views equated to 221 clicks. Now, how many...
Genuinely, that's actually more than I thought.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's good. And again, it's surprising, right?
Yeah.
And this is why it's so important to track things. You see a bit clearer.
Yeah.
Out of those 221 people, have a guess how many additional downloads we got from that for the podcast on those specific episodes.
Yeah.
Across the 30 days.
Yeah. 100?
24.
What?
24.
20 what?
24. So, again, the numbers are 10,791 views total, 30 days, 221 clicks, 24 additional downloads on the episode we were promoting. It's pretty wild.
That's so interesting to me because I thought it would be a lower conversion of people clicking, but I thought it would be a higher conversion of those who click to actually go and listen. Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
So look,
and yes, disclaimer, there may have been people that clicked, thought I'll come back to it later, and then... No, because we're tracking the episode downloads, aren't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
So unless... So unless they then went and then listened to a different episode, that's the only way this could not check out in terms of... But that would be definitely a minority anyway, right? Because there was a few different episodes mentioned here, so very unlikely. Okay, well, yeah, that is surprising.
So look, I mean, from us in terms of what does this mean? You know, why do we do this? Why not just test to see, you know, if we get a ton of views, does it translate to downloads? And is it worth the effort? Like, is it actually worth the effort of me and us creating these clips when it's not our main focus, we're trying to set and forget, and does it equate to actual downloads? Honestly, man, it took a lot of real estate. I'm not gonna lie to you, it took a lot of real estate just thinking about it, planning, using...
I'm laughing earlier. I was like, yeah, it certainly wasn't the last thing I looked at before I went to sleep, and actually it was you basically.
It's because I was doing the work. Wow. You didn't do it.
Wow, how entitled of me. No, I appreciate you doing this. Good
it's
content.
Fine, it's fine. So I'm not doing it for you, Ty, by the way. Let's just clarify, I'm doing it for our listeners.
So how much time did it take?
That's a good question. That's what I didn't track. And that's the thing, right? I think it took a lot more time than what I thought. I think it was a mental bandwidth of actually creating... Like, people say, yeah, just use AI. Guys, like, the AI is pretty good. And I say pretty good, meaning, like, you still have to do a lot of work editing it, right?
Yeah, you didn't just... I know that you were using the AI to get the first leg up, but then you were still having the final edit. For anyone wondering, the videos weren't just clipped up automatically and we never saw them. Actually, there was probably a lot more personal quality control than there is for most podcasters, because Anthony was having the final say and actually making edits.
That's right. Now, the argument could be made that you could just get a team to do this. So I guess to answer the question firstly, was it worth it? Like, it was worth the experiment, yeah, because now we can see clearly. So it's always worth trying something out and experimenting, as long as you have like a way to track if it's working or not. That's the first thing.
Well, this isn't about us, though. This is about...
Exactly, for our listeners, right? So yeah. You might have a team, you might think, oh, my team members could... So the question really is it worth your time, or even the mental bandwidth, or even your team's time?
Or your team's pay.
Or your team's pay, or you pay an agency to get, let's say, 10,000 views, just to get, like, an additional 24 downloads for the month. It's pretty awful numbers if you think about it, right? So again, this is an experiment for us. That's our conclusion. We had a hypothesis. We experimented, and it's not really worth it in terms of growing the podcast. Will I carry on doing it? No, not with the intention of growing the podcast, because it just doesn't work.
Small print, only for more crazy experiments.
Only for more crazy experiments, right?
But definitely not to grow our own
not
podcast.
Not to grow the podcast. It's just not worth the bandwidth. And for you right now, if you listen to this, honestly, I just really want to encourage you that if you're going to spend your time, or if you're going to invest in an agency, or you're going to get a team member to create promotional clips, run this experiment for yourself. In fact, anytime you think about a growth strategy, have trackable metrics to see if something is working or something is not. Because if not, you spend 6 months, a year, 2 years wondering, why the hell aren't I growing? But you can't see. It's because numbers don't lie. I could feel good, 10,000 downloads and 10,000 views. And what? What is our goal? Does that translate to money? Does that translate to downloads? Does that translate to more listeners for your podcast?
That's what I was going to follow up with. Even generously saying two of them, because I think another 10% is generous, maybe. And no, generous would be five. If we got five new listeners from that, five new long-term listeners, would that make it worth it? Still probably not for the time and the resources expended, right? There's a lot more efficient ways of getting five listeners a month.
Keyword, there is a lot more efficient ways of getting listeners for your podcast. Creating a podcast growth strategy is all about prioritizing the right actions, the few actions that drive the most amount of growth. That's literally strategy. Figuring out the most efficient way to grow and prioritizing them in that manner. Because not all actions when it comes to growing your podcast are created equal. So for you, see and understand which action you should focus on by experimenting.
Mic drop.
And look, if you haven't already, be sure to go down to the show notes and grab your free copy of our best-selling book, Podcast Marketing, or typing www.getmorelisteners.com/book. And of course, what you'll also get is a totally personalized mini show audit. So again, that's completely personalized to you and your podcast. Yes, like I've said 1,000 times, this is absolutely 100% a bribe and a way to get you into our world and what we do.